The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam. It's continuing the Panama Papers, Adam.
Yes, there's probably more stuff to come, isn't there? Bear in mind that I think, to be fair to the Prime Minister, David Cameron, he's talked a very good game about cracking down on tax dodgers and has made positive strides in that direction. But there's stuff about his father and about whether his own family has benefited from offshore tax avoidance. He at first said it's a private matter.
Tax avoidance is not tax minimisation.
Well, I suppose it's actually they're both okay, aren't they? It's tax evasion.
Evasion, yep. Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, in theory, perfectly legal, but, of course, morally it gets into a hot water.
Yes, that's right.
But the Labour leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has called for an independent investigation. It's always easy to do that in opposition, of course.
Well, Jeremy Corbyn thinks that everyone who's worth a quid should be paying 70 cents in the dollar tax.
That's about right.
Hey?
Well, worth quite a lot of quid, but yes, he obviously wants a higher rate of tax to come in as well. The only thing is, I mean, if we're all talking here, as is going round in circles, including from David Cameron, about how we need to make it a fairer playing field, that two of the safe havens that are mentioned in these papers are both British overseas territories.
That's it.
The British Virgin Islands and the Caymans. So
that's it.
We can go around sort of tut-tutting about Switzerland and Monaco all we like, but we got them ourselves.
See, the guts of it, really, Adam, is that the poor coudon, pay as you earn, has got no chance of minimising his tax. And he's saying, this is unfair. Other people can, and they're not doing what I am doing. This is a big story, I think. We can't cover it in detail, but it's here, and you've got it on police stress.
Yeah, a number of police officers who have basically had long-term sick leave, psychological problems, is way up in the last 5 years, up 35%.
Yeah.
Now, we know that policing is demanding and stressful and takes its toll, but currently there are, in England and Wales, this doesn't include Scotland and Northern Ireland, there are 6,000 police officers who can't go to work because of stress, depression and trauma.
Absolutely.
And here's the equation. There have been massive cuts to the police budget. So 12% fewer cops, 5% more crime, seems to equal 35% more psychological damage. It's a right problem, I have to say.
Well, I mean, you and I talk every day for our money. Just imagine what a police person does. He has to go and find dead people or look at people who've been stabbed and blah, oh, it's a terrible... Why wouldn't you have psychological problems? Talk to you tomorrow, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.